Long time ago in ancient Greece, there lived a king named King Polydectes. He fell madly in love with a creature with sparkling eyes like stars in the night sky. Danae was her name. Danae had a son named Perseus, who was brave and handsome with his muscular arms. King Polydectes demanded Danae to be his bride, but Perseus refused. King Polydectes didn't like Perseus and thought up an evil plan. Perseus visited the castle where his mother laid hostage. King Polydectes asked him a question, or should I say, dangerous quest. The plan was that if Perseus accepted, he will have to hunt down the fearsome Gorgon Medusa and slice her grotesque face off. This mission really meant certain death. Perseus instantly said yes. Perseus started his search by looking high above mountains, but no sight of Medusa's secret hiding place. The gods Hermes and Athena suddenly appeared and helped Perseus by giving him a golden sickle, a glimmering shield, winged sandals, and a satchel for the Gorgon's head. Perseus thanked the gods and wandered off. Perseus spied three witches that shared one single eye and a tooth. When the witches weren't looking, Perseus snatched the eyeball and demanded that they blurt out the location to Medusa's lair. One of the witches pointed right to the cave on the other side. Perseus ran to the cave and tiptoed into the lair. He thought and thought, how would he hide from Medusa's deadly eyes? Ah, the shield will help, so he would not see the grotesque eyes, so he won't turn into stone. Medusa came upon him, but with a mighty sickle, Perseus severed the head of Medusa. Perseus stuffed it in his satchel and headed off. He reached the palace, and King Polydectes was shocked. Perseus put his hand into the bag, and what a surprise, it was Medusa's head. King Polydectes